As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision, good morning, Mayor Sheets.
Good morning.
Hi, Judy. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm here.
It's a beautiful day.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. See the sun trying to come out.
If you like living in a sauna, yes, that's what it'll be later today.
Can't quit being so negative. I'm going to come across there now.
Yeah. You're gonna. I'll beat you to the point.
Slap you around.
No, don't even try. First of all, how are things COVID wise in this area for you in your mind?
You know, I think they're going pretty well. I think, you know, we still have some things that we have to be cautious about. I think that the schools have done a tremendous job. They really have. I understand what happened at Central, but I think that's part of taking the proper precautions to help the spread of COVID. I think in Frankfort, everything's going pretty well. I see a lot of people abiding by what they've been asked as far as mask or social distancing. So I'm very pleased with it. I do think, though, that it has caused, you know, stress for people, a lot of different things that we're not used to dealing with. But I think everybody's handling that really well.
With all the budgets that are going on right now, how much did everybody, or at least how much did you guys factor in COVID for next year?
We ask our department heads to, you know, only put their needs in, not wants. We ask them to be very cautious about that. We are asking for a 2% raise, as far as I know, for employees, which normally we would ask for more than that, but just to be conservative this year. But on all the budgets, I feel like we've been very conservative and very diligent in filling out our budgets this year.
So everybody, so you think if COVID continues, you think you'll be able to handle it right now?
I think so right now. I do. I think that we're going to see some of the effects, though, on down. You know, maybe 2 years, 3 years, 4 years on down. I think that's when we're going to see a lot of the effects as well. So
do you have any?
Kind of take it year by year.
And I understand that, too. That's what you got to do right now, almost day by day. Have you heard yet what kind of a cut you're going to get from the state?
I have not. The last time that Reedy was here and talked to the council, they mentioned that they said to plan on about a 90% revenue draw from what we got this year. But that's nothing that they know for sure. It's just, you know, kind of a projection on their end. And as far as the income tax, I don't think we're probably going to really realize that change until 2022.
Okay. Any particular reason why?
We're a year behind on the way that they do it. The taxes are a year behind, and they review them for a year. So actually what happens in 2020 does not affect us until 2022.
Okay. All right. You guys also put in a new ordinance for people who are pregnant and those kind of things. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yes, we did. It is something that we have not had in our handbook before, and it's become very common for the public and the private sector to have this type of leave for our employees. So I felt like it was very beneficial to our employees and just another way that we can show our appreciation to them. It's going to affect many of our employees. It came to my attention that we needed to maybe, you know, act on a little quicker so that we can make sure that we get people involved that are concerned about it right now. But it is for everyone. It's a benefit that I feel that's going to be very beneficial.
We've got one-third of the year left here in about another week or less. What's the biggest thing on your plate and the biggest thing you think we're going to have to take care of?
I think right now the biggest thing, we're still doing the annexation, and we're hoping by the end of the year to have everything approved and finalized in December. So I think that's one thing that we're looking at. Also, still looking at the police department, so I'm hoping that we can get a decision made on that before the end of the year. That's how we're going to move forward.
All right. Are we missing anything you want to talk about or anything else you need to talk about here?
I can't think of it. Like I said, I just hope that everyone's kind to each other. We're understanding. I think we're all going through a very stressful, different situation. And I just ask for people to have patience and kindness towards others.
As was put to me last week by somebody, COVID fatigue.
Exactly. And it's affecting us all. So.
Yeah, it is. So. Okay, Judy, thanks.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
All right. Part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision. We certainly appreciate...